Welcome to Eat This Bread, Drink This Cup. The title of my meditation today is The Christmas Story, The Epiphany. I read from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. All quotations are from the English Standard Version and are used with permission. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. As if there had not been enough excitement in the life of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, wise men from the east arrive in Bethlehem seeking the newborn king of the Jews. They ultimately find their way to the front door of their house. When Joseph and Mary ask them the question, "How did you find us?" they point to a new star directly above them in the night sky. They told them the story of how they came to associate the star with the birth of Jesus, the King of the Jews, and how they followed it to their location. I suspect all of us would love to hear that story, because we do not find a direct reference to the Star of Bethlehem in the Scriptures. The details may have been revealed to them in a dream of divine origin, just as when they were warned not to return to King Herod. If one were diligently searching for Jesus today, how would you find him? And if someone showed up in our assembly this morning looking for Jesus, would they find him here? They would hear scriptures read, words spoken, songs sung, prayers offered, and fellowship enjoyed. However, the most obvious and direct testimony about Jesus in our service is our shared participation in the Lord's Supper. From this starting point, we can tell the story of Jesus. I am happy that we share in the Lord's Supper every Sunday. It is good for us to remember him. It is good for those watching that we remember him in this way and keep his memory alive in the world. Let us pray. Abba, Father, today we bless and set aside this bread and the fruit of the vine in this cup to remember your Son, Jesus. We know that the bread represents his body that was nailed to the cross, and the fruit of the vine represents his blood that he shed for us. As we pour out the wine from the cup, we are reminded of how Jesus poured out his own blood that our sins might be forgiven. We celebrate the story of wise men from the east journeying to Bethlehem to worship Jesus, the King of the Jews, and bring him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Today, Abba, Father, we meet with your Son Jesus at his table to partake of the bread and drink from the cup of blessing. We bring with us, Abba, Father, our memories of how he suffered and died in our place and was resurrected from the dead, preceding all of us who wait for his return, and all our praise, honor, and glory to the Lamb of God. We renew our love for him just now. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Today, Jesus invites you to partake of the Lord's Supper. I read from Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body. Let us partake of the bread." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Let us partake of the cup." And the assembly of believers said, "Amen." Until next time, from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.